Thank you very much, Gilbert. Well, I must say before I start that we have got an amazing worship band, have we? We are really, truly blessed with Gilbert and Matthew. That's right, Charlie, give them a clap. And we've had a great morning so far. The word for Chris, absolutely wonderful. Okay. Good morning. It is a great honor and a privilege to be asked by Pastor Kevin to share with you here this morning. When he phoned me about 10 days ago, I was driving my car. Mildred answered the phone, and Pastor Kevin said, "Can you be ready?" And Mildred said, "Of course. He's always ready. You've always to be ready to share God's word." And I thought, well, it maybe is a wee short time, but I can share a testimony. But then Pastor Kevin made me nervous. He said, "I want you to share what you spoke about in the Philippine church 4 weeks ago. But expanding it. So anybody who was there at that time, I must apologize, you've heard some of before." So my topic for today is 5 things that God cannot do. Now as I look around, are some surprised faces. Things that God cannot do. Nothing's impossible for God, the creator of our universe. And I agree with you, nothing's impossible for God. 5 things that God cannot do. Number 1, God cannot break a promise. Number 2, God cannot remember sin he has chosen to forget. Number 3, God can never abandon us. Number 4, God can't stop thinking about us. And most important of all, number 5, God can't stop loving us. God's promises are something he always keeps. And in Psalm 89, verse 34 and 35, "No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back one word of what I have said. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie." None of God's promises in the Bible have ever failed. Joshua 23, verse 14. Not one word has failed. Of all the good things that the Lord has promised concerning you, all has come to pass, not one of them has failed. There are 3,570 promises in the Bible. I counted them last night. One or two of them. But the word promise only occurs 50 times. So what is promises of God? God promises us eternal life, forgiveness. God promises the Holy Spirit, peace, protection, resurrection, end of suffering, and many more, which we're going to get time to go through tonight. In fact, I cannot remember any more in them anyway. Eternal life. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." You see, once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we ask him to live inside us and live by his laws, we will have eternal life in heaven, where there is no sin, no pain, and no suffering. And we will be reunited with family and loved ones. We will all be in paradise together forever. Where one day we will stand in front of Jesus. Oh, what a glorious day that's going to be, isn't it? What are you going to say? What will Jesus say to you? I'm quite sure we'll be speechless. We won't be able to speak. We'll be standing in awe. We'll fall to our knees, bow our head, and wait to hear his voice. But you need to examine your life. What if you was going to heaven today and you met Jesus? Would he know you? Would he know your name? Do we have a relationship with him? Question to ask yourself. Do you really know Jesus or just know of him? Now I'm going to repeat that. If we were to stand in front of Jesus today, would he know you? Would he know your name? Do we really know Jesus or just know of him? Who in here believes in heaven? Raise your hand. Who in here is going to heaven? Amazing. Gilbert, there's a few hands in the raised there today. I think we'll need to pray for him or the fan asleep, I'm not sure. God has promised us eternal life. What does he ask us in return? That we accept him as our Heavenly Father, obey his laws. That's all he's asking us to do. Forgiveness. God has promised forgiveness. John 1, verse 19. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. None of us in here are perfect. We have all sinned and all fallen short of the glory of God. But God promises our sins will be far removed from us. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, our sins are removed. He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. When I first came to church, I found it very difficult to understand that Jesus died on the cross for me and that my sins would be forgiven when I asked for him. And I'd only to ask once. You see, I committed some really bad sins when I was younger. And asked over and over again, every time I come into church, I was asking forgiveness for the same sins over and over again. Then I asked the Lord into my life. I was baptized in water, and I started to understand. And now, I know that God doesn't remember any sins that he has chosen to forget. God had forgotten my sins, so why couldn't I? Still not perfect, and never will be. But every day, I do my best to try and be pure in heart, because we don't know when Jesus is going to return. All I can say is, be ready. Are you ready? God promises us the Holy Spirit. And in Luke 11, verse 13, how much more will our Heavenly Father give us the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Holy Spirit is there to guide us and show us the truth. Just ask God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and see how your life will be changed. We have two great banners at each side of the stage. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Another one, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Every time I come into this church, I read that banner at least once. I think they're absolutely amazing. God promises gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, which we can find in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 to 10. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith gifts of healing, miracles, prophecy, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. But we need to continually ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, to help us do the things God wants us to do. We cannot do it on our own. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will comfort you when you're hurting and promises that the Spirit will bring you peace. When we are growing as Christians, we should allow the Holy Spirit to take control over more and more of our lives. God can't stop thinking about you. And he promised to supply all our needs. Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Jesus Christ. God gave the best he had by giving us his son, and he will provide us with everything we need for our daily lives. Prayer is powerful. Pray, pray, pray. God is never too busy to answer and listen to your prayers. Nothing's impossible for God. But praying for a new car or winning the lottery is not our daily needs. God might not give you what you want, but he always gives you what you need. God's love, most important of the five. What can I say about God's love? John 3:16, the most famous verse in the Bible, and rightfully so. It's a gospel in a nutshell. God loves the whole world. God is love. If it has to do with God, it has to do with love. And God's love is unmeasurable. Mercy is God's forgiving love. Grace is God's undeserved love. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is God's proven love. Heaven is God's rewarding love. And eternity is God's unending love. God can be your peace and joy if you let him into your heart. Without God, I wouldn't be standing here today. God saved my life. When I was in that deep valley and desperate, I thought I had no hope of a future. God answered my prayers that day, but not in the way I was asking him. If you've heard my testimony before, you'll know that I prayed to go to heaven every night for at least 3 months. But God extended his hand to me one day, and I knew my Creator put me here for a certain reason. It wasn't God's plan for me to go to heaven at that time. God planned a wonderful future that day. He changed my life forever. It gave me a plan of hope and a future. I was invited to come to this church. And when I came here, I met some amazing people. They become good friends. They spent time with me, to talk to me, and they would pray for me. And today, they're not only friends, you're all more like family. God's timing was perfect. And the changes in my life over the last 10 years have been unbelievable. I have been blessed so much by God, and I know he's going to bless me even more in the future. And when you feel you're in that hopeless and desperate situation, remember, God loves you, and he has promised never to abandon you. God's love for you will take control of your life, and he has great plans for you all. Remember, we are brothers and sisters in Christ and are always here to support and pray for each other. I have heard many times of testimonies from this stage. People being in a desperate situation. That's when they cry out to the Lord, "Oh Lord, help me." The transformation in their lives is almost immediate. God loves you with a greater love than you could ever imagine and will always. He will never abandon you. Just to summarize what I've said, God can't stop thinking about you. He never abandoned us when we were sinners. God loves us so much that he gave his only son to die on the cross so that we could be forgiven of our sins. And God promised us eternal life when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. All in one verse in the Bible, John 3:16, an amazing verse. Jesus could have stepped down off the cross at any time, but he chose not to. He chose to stay there and die for our sins. That day, all our sins were nailed to the cross and covered by the blood of Jesus. Can I ask Matthew and his team to come up to the stage, please?